Let's go to the Vision Home Loans Newsline here at 8:37. And we are talking with Debbie Balch of Elevated Insights, who's working on an initiative that will help gather information to help leaders and others in the community plan out the direction of our city. It's the Ask Colorado Springs survey. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us what the idea is behind this survey.
There is a group of about 100 volunteers who have come together to work on something called Peak Progress, and it's an updated version of the quality of life indicators where we're trying to gather information about how's the city doing in a range of different areas, you know, from healthcare to education to safety to you name it, you know, all the different elements of living in an area. And in addition to gathering publicly available information like what you might find on the census, they also want to just ask people, how satisfied are you with living here? You know, how would you rate your quality of life? You know, those kinds of questions, because it really helps to ask the people who actually live in an area how they're doing, and then that's something we can track over time and see if it's getting better, getting worse, or how people feel in different parts, you know, how they feel about recreation or parks or downtown or you name it. So that's what we're talking to you about today, is to just ask your listeners to please pause, give 10 minutes, even 5 minutes of their day to get through as many questions as they can. The whole survey takes 10 minutes. You can go to askcos2021.com to take the survey, and it's real easy from a mobile device. You know, so if anybody's just sitting in line at a drop-off or pick-up for their kids or waiting on somebody, you can do it just while you wait. We really want to hear from as many people as possible.
And the idea of taking a survey and helping that influence things, how much do you think it's really going to change the direction, assuming that that's what people want to see?
Well, the 100 volunteers who are working on this initiative, you know, they really do represent a lot of the folks who know these different areas the best. So, for example, the people who are working on safety, you know, that's their job. You know, they're not just volunteers and residents. They also are experts in the various areas. So if they see that there's, you know, overall the community is lacking in their satisfaction in one area, they can take that information back and help prioritize it. And I think also just the Peak Progress Initiative, when they see kind of what are the areas where we're lagging behind our peer cities, or we're moving in a direction other than how the community wants to be moving, those areas, of course, will rise to the top in terms of priorities.
And so Debbie,
it's important to note, oh, I'm sorry, go on.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
I was going to say, it's important to note that I don't want people to think that this is sponsored by the city or sponsored by anyone specific organization. It's not. This is more just residents coming together trying to make a difference. But sometimes I know when just one organization sponsors something, people might feel, oh, well, that's going to be biased, or that's going to have a slant of some sort. This is totally, you know, just people sharing news, the good news and the bad news, and kind of how we can continue to improve as a community.
Exactly. Now, Debbie, do you have any of the example questions, things that people can expect to see once they start taking the survey, and how can people participate in the survey process?
Absolutely. I'll clarify, this is for anybody who lives in the El Paso County area that's 18 years or older. Some sample questions are on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 is dissatisfied, 10 is satisfied. Please rate your satisfaction with your quality of life overall, your satisfaction with living in the greater Colorado Springs area. Then they go through different areas, like how satisfied are you with the job market and opportunities, with having a vibrant downtown, with public parks and spaces, you know, with arts and culture, you know, kind of touching on a variety of areas. Also ask about how would you rate your physical health and your emotional well-being on a scale from very poor to excellent. And these questions are helpful. Again, they're interesting the first time everybody fills them out, but they're super helpful when you start looking at the trends over a 5-year or 10-year period of time, to see if things are improving or declining.
Interesting. And again, people, if they want to find out more, can go to askcos.com. There are even prizes for participating in the survey, right?
Absolutely. I want to just update it. askcos2021.com.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And there are prizes. So 10 residents are going to each win $100. We're going to do that drawing right at the end of this month and notify people directly if they win. So if that's something that motivates you, is the opportunity to win $100, certainly give us they'll explain how to get that when you're in the survey, how to give us your phone number so we can let you know if you're a winner. But yeah, 10 winners will win $100 each, and it's definitely better odds than lottery. But we'd just love to hear from as many people as we can.
Thank you, Debbie Balch, for giving us that information. Again, the website is askcos2021.com. We appreciate all the information you gave us about the survey. Debbie, thank you.
Thank you so much.